time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Yes, we've all been stuck behind you, sir, wondering aloud, is it going to turn here? No. Maybe at the next? No. Then maybe? No.
You're gonna cause a five-car pileup.
Perhaps, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On, you are simply on a personal mission to drive around the entire globe slightly to the left.
I'd honk my horn, but you wouldn't notice.
Apparently, you don't notice anything.
Maybe you'll notice this obscene gesture, yeah.
You believe a left turn signal should be left on, and your right turn signal feels so right, you never shut it off. And so we dub you, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Oh, he must be turning here. Nope. Turn.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, Sam.
It's Thursday, December 16th. We're here.
On time.
Always.
On time with relevant information that is accurate.
Well, good morning, everybody. We have nothing to say. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
And that's a wrap.
Yeah.
That's a wrap, people. How you doing out there? Hope you're doing great. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from all of you.
I love those phone calls that come in and they didn't mean to get the right...
They're calling someone else.
Those are always flattering.
Yeah,
really, really ego-boosting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just another testament to the success of our show.
So, now, how's it going? I mean, what's going on with your apartment now? I mean, are you looking?
I'm looking. I went to a couple places. I've got a couple lined up today. I went to one yesterday, let me tell you. So I was like, I was kind of feeling that itch of like, you know, where I live, it's a great location, but it's in the chaos of everything. So I can hear helicopters looking for criminals.
Right.
Ambulances. People walking up the stairs.
Uh-huh.
Somebody wants to take a pee next door. I can hear it splash.
You can hear it all? Wow.
It's intense. And it's intense. You're like, I'm really living it.
Paper-thin walls?
You're like, I'm living the dream. I'm going after my dream. And then you're like, I'd kind of like to go after my dream, but still have a little bit of sanity, you know? A little bit of peace and quiet. So I thought, let me look at some of the surrounding neighborhoods in Los Angeles that aren't really in L.A., but like, you know, on the outskirts.
Right.
So I looked at a place in Valencia. Which is too far, but...
Yeah, you're not going to live there.
I'm not going to live there, but it's actually really pretty up there. It's a little Stepford. It's a little bit too cookie cutter and everything, but sometimes you're just like, give me normal, and then I'll go into the crazy.
That's a sleepy family town.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
move there.
You. I mean, you might as well move to the valley.
You might as well move to Texas is what it feels like. You're like, why would I live here in the middle of nothing? I mean, it's nice. It's really cozy and nice, but it's just like, okay. So I went and looked at this girl's place. She's renting out a room, and it's this beautiful townhome and beautiful community with tons of trees and just really, really nice. I pull up. I'm like, whoa, this is kind of worth the drive. I'm like, I can kind of get used to this, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I walk.
Is this the one in Valencia then?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
It's great. It was pretty little lights. It's nice. And I walk into her townhome, and immediately I'm greeted with this dog.
Oh, wow.
Who he's not the cutest dog, but he's okay. He's okay.
Yeah.
And it smells. It just smells like dog.
Yeah.
And it's a really pretty townhome, but the carpet's tore up.
Disgusting, huh?
And it smells like dog, and it just smells complacent.
Wow.
And then she and this other guy are living there, and then there's this other room. And it's, again, it's one of these things where it's like, if I'm looking at a dingy apartment in the middle of Hollywood, I expect that. But if you, yeah. If you're going to make a commute and you're actually looking for something nice, and this is a really new townhome,
right.
It could look great.
Yeah.
And it smelled like dusty dog. And she's like, okay, well, here it is. And then, like, the kitchen just was gross, and they had laundry on the floor.
Wow.
And it didn't.
And that's the way she's showing off the apartment, huh?
Well, it wasn't totally sloppy. Like, my apartment that I live in right now is a mess because one of my roommates is moving out. So if you were to come by, you'd be like, this is a trash.
Yeah, but that's different. I mean, yeah. When you show it to some to people,
yeah.
It's got to be spotless.
Yeah, well, she, well, you know, hey, at least they're not doing false advertising.
Exactly. So at least you know what you're getting
into. Love me for who I am. Love me, love my mess. Yeah. And, you know, the space was really nice. The location was nice. And it's a shame because it could have been just a gorgeous place. But mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, listen, thanks for showing it to me. I'll be back in touch. Mm-hmm. Bye. Anyway, so no, that's a no-go.
Yeah.
Operation Valencia, no-go.
No, I mean, if you want something affordable and close, the Valley is a place to go. You know, I mean, you're not going to have a lot of action like you did in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like you said, you may not...
The way that the Valley anymore. Feels versus someplace like outside, like Valencia, which is deeper, further north, is that the Valley is like this in-between pool of people, and it's just, you know, there's pockets that are nice, obviously Studio City. City,
right,
Sherman Oaks,
right.
South of the Boulevard, and there's, you know, it's sprinkled with really nice places, but the vibe and the energy is kind of a weird runoff. You know, it's just weird.
Yeah, well, maybe because you don't hang out here enough.
I used to live here,
but I can say that Sherman Oaks and Studio City have like some cool restaurants and hangouts and
people. It's not dead.
You can see the quality of the people. Is pretty high. You know, so.
Yeah, and it's not about the people. It's more the vibe and the energy. It's like I'd rather. So I know I used to live in Studio City, and and then I used to live in Van Nuys. Oh.
Yeah, Van Nuys sucks, man. Yeah.
If you ever come to LA, just don't live in Van Nuys.
No,
ever.
Don't live in Van Nuys. That's part of the Valley that's not very attractive.
It's very unattractive.
But, I would imagine the area you're at, you get a lot less for your money.
A lot less for our money. But it's, you know, I live in, like, prime location in some ways. Because, I mean, like, I live one street over where, you know, if you know Beechwood Canyon, it's a famous street.
Mm-hmm.
And people go up there to take pictures of the Hollywood sign because you can see it. I go hiking in my backyard and I'm, like, by the Hollywood sign. So it's pretty amazing. And there's shops and restaurants. And so it's like, I mean, you know, you're going to spend money for just the location.
Exactly,
but our apartment is old. It's, like, old. Run down a bit, you know. I mean, we keep it kind of cute, but
You should compromise on the area a little bit, you know. Don't go somewhere where it's terrible, but at the same time, you know, get a nice place.
Here's the kicker, though. My roommate may stay. I'm trying to figure out a way to keep her illegally here. No, I'm just playing. She may stay. We're trying to. I'm just like hoping she stays. Because if she stays, then we'll just both run out the room.
Really?
And I'll go from sharing a room to my own room.
Oh, okay, that would be nice.
It's still really expensive, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. You know, I'm going to take out a mortgage. I'm just playing. Anyway.
Yeah, you are playing.
I'm playing. But anyway, so that's that. But I am looking at a couple other places today. Hopefully they don't smell like dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like someone
else.
Maybe
that's the first thing you should ask them on the phone. Do you have pets?
Well, I don't have a problem if somebody has a dog. I love dogs.
Mm.
But I don't want to smell like one. And I don't want the dog to try to smell up my skirt.
Yeah, well, it is going to happen. You know?
Well.
Yeah. And it's someone else's dog. It's not the same.
It's like you know what? I mean, not to be gross, but like if you take a number two, okay? It's not that you like the smell at all.
Right.
But you can tolerate it because it's yours.
Right.
But if you happen to get a woof of someone else's, you're just like, oh.
Yeah,
oh.
It's
like
disgusting.
It's like a gag reflex. Or the same thing with like a fart. It's just, you look at that person like, how could you? Like, you look at them like, what is your problem? What is wrong with you? But, like, because it's just like a foreign funk. You know what I mean?
Funk of 40,000 years.
Yeah, you don't want foreign funk. You don't want to smell someone else's stuff. It's just like the dog. It's the same thing. It's like, I don't want to smell. Yeah. The dog's name is Guinness.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you walk into public bathrooms, you just want to commit suicide, you know? The smell is so bad.
Oh, man. Public bathrooms are kind of humiliating. I do not want to do unisex bathrooms. I hate those.
Yeah.
I hate them because if you do have to drop it like it's hot, there could be a hot guy waiting right outside to use the bathroom, and you have to act like it wasn't you. You know what I mean? And that has happened to me a few times. I just put my head down and run. Is that a coffee bean?
I know.
I'm pretty regular, so I can't, like...
You can't control it?
I can control it, people. Yeah. Then you guys don't want to hear about this anyway. But my point is...
Yeah, we talk too much about you going to the bathroom.
I know, because it always usually kicks in right where we're on the radio. I'm like sweating. You guys don't know how many times I'm sitting across from Sam, and I'm like shaking and sweaty. I'm like, hurry up. Anyway, I'll never get a date from the show, so that's good. I've already come to conclusions with that. And anyway, so I don't think things are going to work out with me and the 26-year-old dude.
No, huh?
Yes.
Why is that?
I'm not sure if he dissed me or not. Let me tell you what happened.
Oh.
Because we went out. Things were fun. It was fun. And I was kind of on the fence, but I was like, oh, cute guy. Let's go out again. Well, he was really persistent about wanting to go out. Oops, sorry. He kept wanting to go out. He was like, when are you free? When are you free? When are you free? And I never really got back in touch with him because I was busy. And then I said, oh, I'll get my schedule to you later. So I eventually called him, like, I don't know, days later, and left a message. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard back from him, which was a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe...
He's probably given up on you.
He's probably like, she took too long or something.
Yeah,
oh, well. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, so apparently he didn't want it badly enough. If he did, he would have answered.
Yeah, or maybe I didn't either, because I, you know, took like a week to get back. Not a week, but, you know, like 4 days.
Yeah. I know. I would have been pissed, too. You know, or maybe not pissed, but just realizing that, you know, or getting the message from you that you're not interested.
Or maybe he's listened to the show.
Maybe. Yeah, that's probably... that's likely.
This show, I'm telling you, they will not...
It's ruining your love life.
They're not going to know. Like, it's not even... I mean, because people are like, oh, so you're in entertainment. What does that mean? And I'm like, oh, I do stand-up and a little bit of music. And well, what's your day look like? I'm like, well, no.
Why do they need to know
that?
No,
it's just through casual conversation. So, you know, So I just know it's never coming up. Like, I'm going to wait 6 months into a relationship to drop it.
Yeah.
I'm like, by the way, I'm on an award-winning morning show. Yeah. That's where I've been sneaking off to every morning.
Yeah. Well, it's not very good for your love life to be on the radio.
No, but I think it's good entertainment.
Yeah.
The love life's good for the radio.
Exactly.
Screw the relationship.
Exactly.
I need these ratings to go up.
The hell with the guys.
Yeah, I'm doing it for you, people. Bearing my soul and everything.
Yeah, how generous you are. Mm. How giving.
Very giving.
Yeah.
So
yes. So Time Magazine chose, do you know who they chose for the Man of the Year?
I heard this
Mark one. Zuckerberg from Facebook. The creator of Facebook got Man of the Year. And
heard it was a great film. Heard it was a great film.
Oh, the film about him? Yeah.
The Social Network. I heard that was a great film.
Yeah, it's great. But
Man
I mean, we don't.
Year?
We obviously don't need to see a movie to know what impact Facebook has had on us. Can you imagine being
the
person responsible for it? I mean, it's amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. To start something like that.
Yeah, he started something and changed everybody's way of life.
Yeah.
Their way of connection. Their way of snooping.
Yeah.
Their way of.
And I'll bet you, when he started this, he never dreamed it would be like this.
Who knows? I think that's really cool, though.
You never do when you start something.
Yeah.
You don't know which direction it's going to take, how big it's going to be.
That's what I'm saying, man. You can't play it safe in life because you never know. What if you stumble across something that's the greatest invention? And if you had played it safe or did everything inside the box or, you know, colored inside the lines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I just think you got to go for it in life.
No, absolutely. You know, you don't want to just give up and stuff, but...
What?
But depends. It depends on what.
Well, everybody's different. Not everybody's supposed to reinvent the wheel. But, I mean, there's probably a lot of dreams in a lot of people, though, that maybe they're just going to stay dreams because they're never going to go for it.
Yeah, you got to pursue it for sure.
You got to go blood, sweat, and tears the whole way.
Yeah.
Thump, thump, drag across.
And you don't want to have to think about it too much, you know? When I started the station, I just started it. I didn't really think, what's it going to be like? What's this? I just wanted to do a radio show, and I figured, what the hell, you know?
I'll do my own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Screw that. I'll just start my own station.
Exactly.
I like it.
And it succeeded. So, so I'm happy about that. And so I'm here to say that it's funny because I always used to take advice from other people. Now people come to me for advice like, you know, how do you succeed in business, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know, you know, I just kind of did it, you know. I don't sit there and start analyzing it and everything, you know, or start being pretentious and saying, you got to do this, you got to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to do it and not think too much.
That's kind of interesting because I have an effect on people when I walk into a room.
Mm-hmm.
Or people always are enamored. They're always kind of impressed with stuff I've done or not necessarily things I've done. They're more like impressed with my personality or something, right?
Right.
And they always come to me like I've got advice on how to make it or something big.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hysterical because I'm a big joke. I'm sitting here going, oh, where'd you get all that? You think I've made it? Like, you know what I mean? Just because I have a personality or whatever. I've had so many people... Right. Think that I've done so much that I haven't. I like to let them go.
Yeah,
think it a bit. I don't want to spoil the fun, but it's really funny. I'm like, you got it all wrong. But yeah, it's interesting how it attracts people just going and doing your thing.
Yeah, because many people don't know how to be outgoing. You know, they don't want to.
Oh, I got them all fooled.
Put themselves out there.
Got them fooled hardcore.
Yeah, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'll find out somebody.
Well, you're not fooling everybody. I'm not fooled.
Shut up. Anyway, you better be fooled. Anyway, how are listeners out there? Listen, if you're listening, listeners, listen to this.
Yeah.
I need more Facebook friends because I need more affirmation from you. I want to know you're out there. So find me on Facebook, KaraKimbrough@gmail.com.
And what if you seek out people? Is that bad?
No, it's not bad, but
okay,
I don't even know.
If you need more friends, then...
No, I want to know listeners. I want my.
Oh, you want people that know you or
I want
you know.
To know our listeners.
Uh-huh.
You're out there. You're downloading it. The numbers
right.
are up.
Yeah.
I know who you are. Chuck
Maybe
Johnny.
Maybe they're not on Facebook.
Susie. I bet there's a Chuck Johnny and a Susie out there.
There must be.
And those of you that have been in touch, we greatly appreciate your mm-hmm. contact.
Yeah.
You know, it's just got to let people know. KaraKim as in Mary, B as in boy, R-O-U-G-H.
Yeah, Kara
Figured
with a K. Remember
Figured
that.
Figure it out, people. Find me on Facebook. I just want to know we're there. I want to connect.
Yeah.
Don't act like we don't know you're out there because you're downloading us.
Yeah.
Why we still can't figure that out.
Yeah.
But keep it up.
Because we're cool, man. We're cool and we rule.
We're cool and we rule. 10 years ago.
What about Rihanna? Have you heard that song, Only a Girl?
Only Girl. Yeah, it's a good
only
song.
Girl.
It's okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's just
good.
Okay.
No,
huh?
It's a good song, but it's overplayed.
Really?
Yeah, she's overplayed.
Okay, I never heard it before. So let's see what other songs are here that, okay, we know Bruno Mars and Grenade.
Look,
we played
yeah,
that.
Yeah, listen, I want you to look something up, though.
Yeah?
Okay, I saw a clip of this yesterday. Again, our news is not current.
Right.
About that shooting.
Yeah, the guy, I saw that on TV.
Did you see the, he just opened fire.
Yeah, he just stood in front of
school
that
board
committee.
Meeting.
Yeah.
It's a school board meeting, right?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what his thing was. He went up on...
Because I think his wife was let go. I think she was fired. And he wasn't happy about that. So he went in there and he just started shooting. He was at like at point blank and still missed everybody, you know?
Thank God.
Yeah, so then a security guard shot him. And then he just turned the gun on himself.
No, I thought a woman hit him with her purse.
Yeah, there was something like that. But, yeah,
you're right. Can you look it up?
You're right. I mean, I remember something like that. But then when I saw the video, I didn't see her doing that. I just saw him, like, you know, someone shooting. I saw him fall.
Yeah, he was kind
Maybe
of shooting
he fell
a bit.
Because she hit him.
No, it's something like she went up and she, like, whacked him over the head with a purse. I'm
right.
like, get it done.
Yeah.
Some of those purses are...
I know. I guess I caught only a clip of this, you know.
Yeah.
So, I just saw that...
He looked like he'd be kind of easy to take down because he looked a little bit, like, shaky and a little unstable. And he didn't... And, like, his shooting was kind of like, ba-bang, ba-bang, like...
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he was standing 2 feet in front of them and he missed all of them. There was, like, 5-6 people there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With a gun?
Yeah, with a gun, believe it or not.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
This guy...
But he didn't miss his own head, let me tell you, man. He turned the gun on himself and he killed himself.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. They're showing that right on under the video.
Really?
Yeah. Amazing. At this age, man, everything is documented, you know?
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to go and shoot people and not be caught, you know?
It's nuts, man.
Yeah.
I remember one time we had a gun scare at my high school.
Mm-hmm.
And all the parents showed up and stuff. My aunt showed up. Turned out to not be a big deal at all, and they let everybody back in the class. And I was like, mm-hmm. Deborah, just check me out for the day.
Yeah.
And let's go get
it's
Mexican
terrible.
Food.
Yeah.
So we went and got Mexican food. Just checked out for the day like I had emotional distress.
Yeah.
We went and ate chips and salsa. Another time, my aunt and I, we were going to go volunteer for the homeless on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So we went downtown Houston. We got there, and we're like, oh, we're going to go volunteer. We showed up and there were like so many volunteers and people were trying to find stuff for us to do. We're like, clearly you guys have this handled. let's go have chocolate chip pancakes.
So people didn't really need you there.
Not really. We're like, chocolate chip pancakes it is. So we went and had breakfast. It's just a good idea.
Do you sometimes get craving for fast food, like McDonald's or something?
Yeah, of course.
Like last night, man, I just had to have a Big Mac. You know?
Oh, really?
And we had food at home and everything, but I had to stop at McDonald's. Yeah, I just had to have those fries and...
Oh, yeah?
And, you know.
That's a good feeling when there's something you're craving and it's not an everyday thing and you finally get your hands on it.
Right. But it's not that great once you eat it, you know?
Oh,
I mean, that food is garbage.
Yeah, but did it like hit the spot?
Yeah, it did. It did.
Oh, man. You know, here's the thing. McDonald's French fries?
They
are maybe
good,
they're
huh?
poisonous. Who knows? But they are the best.
Yeah.
They're like see-through, you know?
Yeah.
Nice. See-through. They're just like... They're awesome.
Yeah,
they
but
are
all
so
that
good.
Food is plastic, man.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you shouldn't eat it every day.
Well, you shouldn't eat it at all.
Well, I don't think once in a while is going to kill you.
Yeah, no, it's not going to kill you, but still.
Yeah, I think it's a, you know, I mean. In
it
the
doesn't have a lot of flavor, really. You know, it's just all
what?
Grease.
No, but
it's
those
the grease
fries?
That gives it, yeah.
Dude, those fries are the bomb. Those fries are good.
Yeah, they're good. I'm telling you.
They
but,
have flavor, and that Big Mac called your name for a reason, because it's got some flavor.
Nah, not always. Not always. You see, you got to eat some like foreign food and stuff. To really understand how plain American food is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what?
It's really bland. You know, anything. I mean, Italian, you know, Middle Eastern, you know.
Asian you mean food. Here, you mean non-American food.
Right.
Here in the States.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant
from a different country.
Yeah. So you don't think like a good burger?
No, I love good burgers. But what I'm saying, like, for example, when I go to Subway and, you know, I get a sandwich and stuff, it doesn't really have a lot of flavor to it.
No, Subway's a little,
you know,
it's
but
a
then
weak.
There's a lot of food like that.
Yeah. Subway's weak.
So, yeah.
Man, that's a good point. Good. But you can get, you can go, I mean, Subway's still a chain. That's usually the chain kind of mass produced. You know, they
You know, good restaurants have great food. I'm not denying that.
Yeah, what's your favorite?
But when, you know, when you go to the mall, there's a food court there. You have the Chinese, you have, I don't know, fish, Italian, Japanese, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So you can tell the difference in the food. But I don't know. All I can tell you is when I came back from Israel, I couldn't really eat the food here for a few days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just felt like there's no flavor to the food.
What did you love?
Because we don't put a lot of spices and shit here.
In Israel, what did you eat a lot? What is Israel?
Well, a lot of stuff, like falafel and shawarma. And,
yeah.
You know.
Shawarma's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Does it have like that and sauce on it, shawarma? That's got like that yogurt sauce or mint?
No, that's on gyros. Those are gyros sandwich.
Good too.
Yeah. Those are good, yeah. But that's kind of like a Greek shawarma, you know, when you eat gyros.
Oh, okay.
So, but no, on shawarma you put like the tahini sauce and things
that's
like
good.
That,
that's
you know.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I can go for
yeah, that has a lot of flavor to it, let me tell you.
Mm, you know what else is good is Italian food, like good Italian, fresh Italian.
Yeah.
I was watching, the thing is I was like up late this like early morning I was up and I was watching Top Chef.
Uh-huh.
And I was getting so hungry watching it. And this one dude specializes in Italian. And it's just Italian is such rich food.
Yeah.
You know, it's so...
Again, relatively speaking. Because there's a lot...
Of what?
You know, spicier foods.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, there's a richness. Like the sauces, the garlic.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
The basil.
But I don't know if the Italian food we eat here is really like genuine Italian food, you know.
But I'm sure there's places.
We don't have like a little Italy here that we can go to.
I thought there is a little Italy here.
No.
Really?
No, there is one in New York.
Look, I'm not. look. There's probably really good Italian food here.
Yeah. Some places are, yeah. But when you go to the nicer restaurants and stuff, it's. I don't know. It's formula food.
So let me ask you a food question.
Mm-hmm.
How much would you spend on a nice dinner for two?
Well, it depends who it is. But I try not to. I don't want to spend a lot of money on food because you sit there for an hour and then you leave with $100 or something. That's a lot of money.
We're talking a nice fancy dinner.
Yeah.
With the works.
Yeah. Well, $100. I guess that would include the drinks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to go spend a few $100 on a meal. That doesn't make sense.
Or like a five-star
if you go with a few, yeah, if you go with a few people, it's something else.
Yeah.
But
because they featured a lot of these restaurants on Top Chef, and they're kind of like these chefs that are very innovative, or they're very quote food forward in their categories, and very like pioneer in the food industry. And so they're these just kind of flagship restaurants that set the mark for fine dining or really unique dining, things like that. Mm-hmm. So most of these, and there a lot of them were in New York, and most of them were hundreds of dollars, I guess, per person.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
For
like
a meal?
My friend went to New York, my roommate, and she went to New York, and she went out to, WD-50, which is, what's his name, Wiley DeFranks? I can't remember his last name. But anyway, he's featured on Top Chef, and he's, you know, really well known in the food industry. And, you know, she spent a few hundred dollars on that meal just for herself.
Wow.
But she said it was amazing. She's
I'm sure it is, but
like,
think how long you have to wait to make that money just to go and spend it in 1 hour.
But here's the thing. She got a little bit, she's like, it was so rich.
Mm-hmm.
She said, like, her stomach can't handle it. So later that night, she had, like, some, you know.
I'm sure. She better take her shit, put it in a gold box. I mean, it's got to be worth a lot, that food.
She did feel like it was a waste. But his food's going to do that anyway. It's going to go in, go out. So it is kind of
exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying.
She's like, man.
Go invest in a ring or something, you know,
yeah.
Some piece of jewelry.
That's funny. I know, it is. That is a lot of money.
It is, for food.
Mm.
I don't believe in that. Think about it. You can go eat for $10, you can eat for $100. You'll be just as full.
Well, it's not just the end result. I think it's the experience of dining out, and the ambiance, and the actual food is unique and one of its kind, and it's supposedly. And, you know, you're supposed to be having this fancy experience.
I still think it's pretentious. I would never do it.
No?
Nah.
Even if you were, like, making tons of money?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I never made tons of money, so I don't know. But I think still I wouldn't.
No.
No. No. I'd spend my money on something else. It's not the principle. It's just the fact that, yeah, I don't think I should spend that kind of money on food for anything that takes 1 hour.
Well, nobody's asking to. I just want to know your opinion on
it.
He's like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I still think $100 to drop on dinner is a lot.
Yeah.
For what you get.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Food is food, you know?
Food is good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Food is good, but food is food, you know?
I'm going to go home and make some cheesy eggs.
Tell me something. Have you ever heard any of Justin Bieber's songs? Because I'm curious to see what this commotion is all about, why he's so great. I'm just going to play the
commercial. You guys, this is Sam's
real quick.
This is Sam's
experiment,
2010 music. He's just not kind of catching up, and he's coming in. He's like, have you heard of this girl named Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Heard she's good.
No, that's not what I said. I just said I discovered the... This is Justin Bieber. No, I can't handle this.
I was like, you'll figure it out on your own.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna tell you. He's a really great teen sensation.
Right.
And the music industry caters to that age group because they are the ones that purchase the most records.
Right.
So they'll lose one, they'll have their parents buy them another one, they give one to the friend. So records sell the most.
Yeah, this is more for the young teenage
girls.
But
what happens, yeah, exactly. But what happens is because the music industry caters to this age group, it's like it becomes hugely commercialized to all age groups. So you have to hear this crap.
Right.
And you're like, I'm sorry, I'm not 13 anymore, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And my musical palate's a little bit more developed.
Right.
But you're like, why do I have to hear Miley Cyrus and, you know,
well, don't
Justin
tune
Bieber.
Into it.
No, no, you're not getting it. Like, on the award shows, they show up, up everywhere,
right.
And then you have to hear them in, like, the department store when you're buying clothes or something, and you're like, what? It's force-fed.
Right.
You know, they're in commercials, and it's not a developed musical sound for all age groups, but yet it's everywhere, and that's
right.
All I have to say about that.
Is that all?
No, actually, here's some more.
Okay. Have you heard the new Enrique Iglesias song? Is that pretty good?
I'm sure
good?
It's not new. Play. Let me up
it. No, it is new. I know he's got a new one. I don't know which one it is. I Like It, maybe.
Yeah, it's not new.
It's
baby,
not
I
new?
Like it.
Do, 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 do. Because I used to like his songs, but so which one is new then?
It's the I Like It song. I guess it's one of his latest songs, but you know.
Yeah,
whatever.
It is. 2010. Give me a break.
Okay.
Yeah, don't give me a hard time.
It's
about
been out
this.
For a long time though.
You think so? Yeah, you see, I told you, I don't listen to top 40 and shit, so I don't know.
This isn't.
But I do like him.
Enrique Iglesias.
That's definitely not his style, though.
Well, he'll start singing. Girl, please excuse me if I'm coming to you strong.
But tonight is the night we can really let go. Auto-tune.
Yeah. Alone. Your boyfriend's on vacation and he doesn't have to know. No, no, no.
No one can do the things I'm gonna wanna do to you, no. This song sucks.
Yeah, well, yeah. There you go.
It sucks. You see, that's why I don't listen to it. It's bullshit. I like his Rhythm Divine song in Bailamos.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah, back in 1998. Those literally, they think they were. Bailamos!
Well, but that's not my fault he waited so long to come out with a new song again. But I'm just saying when he started becoming famous.
Yeah.
But, you know, I heard that his dad doesn't really want anything to do with him. Is that
really?
True? Yeah, have you heard of that?
Oh, he hasn't called me lately. Tell me.
No, huh?
Mm-mm.
Well, you got to look it up sometime.
Yeah, you know what I thought about today?
What?
My future husband.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, his name's Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I've been
he just
thinking
got
about
divorced.
Him.
Yeah.
But thinking about him, I'm like, I'll give him some time to heal. He needs some time to heal before he's ready to move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I thought about, like, moving in right now and just being conveniently there and... You know, but I was like, no, let me just back off. Let him get her out of his system.
Exactly, yeah.
You
give
know,
him some time.
Give him some time to get over her.
Let him discover
let
you
Let him get
first.
His rebound girls out of the way, because, you know, he's going to have a couple of rebound girls. And
right.
Once all that's
and you don't
want
to be the one.
No.
No.
Yeah.
But give him some time, you know, and send him a letter or something, just so he knows
no,
about
No, I'm just
going
to strategically show up at places he is, like his house.
Oh, I see. Okay.
His bedroom. I'll just strategically... You know, I'll yeah. get a job somehow cleaning his house or something, and then like go out of my cleaning clothes and put it come on something like awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
I know these stars, man. They get to marry whoever they want, you know.
Not whoever.
Yeah.
They have a bigger selection. I don't think they just get a hey, you, it's going down Friday. Show up.
I don't know if it's a bigger selection, but it's a better one, that's for sure. You know, Scarlett Johansson, my God.
Well, at the end of the day, I mean, we can demystify this. They're just people. I mean, they're beautiful.
Obviously,
they're
they
beautiful,
are.
But that's why it's like these relationships. Guess what? They last what? Like, what was this like a year? They're married or 2 years?
2 years.
You know.
Right.
It's just you know. Oh, I guess looks aren't enough. I mean, I'm not going to presume to know.
No,
their
looks
issue.
Are not enough. Obviously.
I'm not just saying them. I'm just saying the concept of. You know, beautiful people being together. And it's like, how many people do you know specifically in this town that are still looking for love? And they've been through relationships and they've had this and they look fabulous. They've got money and they got the career. But they're like just another person
right.
that just can't seem like Jennifer Aniston. Think about her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she seems like a cool girl.
What about her?
She just hasn't met the right dude.
Right.
You know, and she's
yeah.
got a lot of options. And I'm sure being in that level of celebrity comes with its own set of unique challenges, you know, that we can't understand. Mm. We may soon understand, you know, we keep this show up.
Yeah.
Keep it current.
But you know what? I was thinking about these people, you know, like think of a Scarlett Johansson or something or Jennifer Aniston. I mean, these are people that were just like us. They got the role of their lifetime and they made it, you know, whether it's based on their look. Often it's not based on their acting. So
she's a great actress, though.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston?
No, well, she's a good actress, but Scarlett Johansson is a great actress.
Yeah.
No,
but,
she is. She's
but still,
actress.
You know, they get discovered, then suddenly we make them, like, into gods.
Yeah, it's like idolizing them, put them on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny, because we're so impressed with their, you know, either their talent, their looks, or their accomplishments that we like, dehumanize them and make them,
right.
kind of, you know. Which
yeah.
is stupid, but it's funny.
Do you think it's because in America we don't have royalty like they do in the UK, you know, and then they have like, you know, their royalty and like the prince
yeah, it's kind of like celebrities are kind of our version, I guess, of royalty.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
kind of funny.
Like people we're fascinated with, people we look up to.
Yeah.
But it's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
You know, all
well,
these celebrities.
Wouldn't you think royalty's bullshit too?
Well, it's tradition.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, but it's not like, it's not... Like, what's the point, you know?
Yeah. Well, somebody's got a rule, you know?
No, but they don't rule, though.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
Don't rule.
But that's why they just kept it as sort of like a, ceremonial thing.
Yeah. It's you know, why does this, yeah, whatever. Don't get me started on that. But, yeah, what do you think about him and Prince William and his soon-to-be wife? What do you think
about
that?
What's her name, Kate or something?
Yes, Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton. Mm-hmm. What do I think?
They look old already, don't they?
They do?
They're beautiful, but I'm saying they look already like we're adults that have...
What is he, in his 20s or is he in his 30s already?
I think he's in his 20s.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think he's in his 20s.
Time flies, man.
Yeah. I think he's in his 20s.
Yeah. Let's find out. How old is Prince William?
And she's really pretty too, but she's got that mature look. They both look very mature.
Yeah.
I don't look mature at all. There's nothing mature looking about me.
He's 28 years old and she's... She's 28. He's 28 years old.
How old is she?
It doesn't say.
Figure it out, Sam.
Yeah. He was born June 21st, 1982.
Mm.
What's her name? How old is Kate Middleton?
Google Live.
Yeah. So we're right about him, and she's obviously in her 20s also.
They're about the same age, I bet.
Yeah, I think she was born January. Yeah, 1982. So they're the same age,
mm-hmm.
28.
Mm.
Yeah, that's gonna be the wedding of the century. When are they getting married? Do you know?
I haven't got the invite yet, so.
Oh, so you're not sure?
Not sure. It's on its way, I'm sure. I think save the date is in the mail.
All right. When is... Let's find out.
When is
the royal...
But, you know, wouldn't that kind of suck, though, if you want something intimate, but you can't because you're like the prince, the king-to-be?
Yeah, but they're born into it, you know?
But it's, like, ancient. It's ancient. What if you're like, hey, guys, we're going to do a little different this year. We're going to do a destination location wedding, and, you know, we're going to just invite select people, and...
Yeah. But you... That's the thing. You're born into it. There's nothing you can do.
You can say no. You don't have to do it.
That's true.
You can say no.
But why would you want to? I mean, you're born into fucking royalty, for crying out loud.
I don't know. Maybe because you want something intimate and real and not like a circus show.
But they don't know what that's like, I don't think.
They're humans. They may go, damn, look at that tent over there. That would have been like a nice area. We could have done like a tent wedding like these people did.
I'm sure they have all kinds of stuff.
Like
kinds of fun.
Like they're getting married at like some, you know, London or England or Wales. I don't know where it is, but again.
So it's going to take place April 29th of 2011.
Okay, you guys hear that? Save the date.
Yeah, so it's only about 4 months down.
Yeah, wow. Save the date.
Save the date.
Save the date, get the tickets.
Yeah.
Get your tickets ready. I think they are doing like a lottery actually for certain people to come, the commoners.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Very interesting.
So Larry King is doing his last show tonight, I believe. Are you going to miss him?
I mean, he's definitely, I mean, yeah, I think I can't say on a personal level, but he will be missed.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. I don't watch him. So I'm not going to miss him, and he's still going to be around. But I always wondered how someone like him really made it big. But it shows, because he's ugly, you know, and he's not very...
That's
I don't
mean.
Think he has a lot of charisma. He's just there. He's able to get the celebrities. But, you know, he's paid his dues, and I'm not taking away anything.
I'm sure
from
he's
him.
Got a really unique story, which we don't know. But he probably did journalism.
Which I was
like
going to read his book. I probably still should.
What's his book called? Larry King?
No, I forgot what it's called, but I can find out for you. I think it's something like, I don't remember what the hell it's like.
Well, you know, apparently he's married. I think he's married to a really young woman.
Yeah, well, she's not that young, but he's been married 27 times. No, 7 times, I think.
27 times.
Might as well. It sounded like it, you know.
Really? I mean,
yeah, he's been married a lot and usually marrying chicks that come on his show. You know, it's called My Remarkable Journey.
Mm. And it probably is remarkable. You should read it.
Yeah, I do want to. You know, I mean, he's a son of a Jewish family, immigrant family, and things like that, and then made it big. So it's interesting to read these stories.
Yeah.
You know, despite of adversity, and they managed to make it.
Yeah. And it's okay that he's not good. That good looking. He doesn't need to be super good looking.
No.
No. Let the celebrities do that.
Oh,
let
wow.
Let them do it.
Yeah, let them do it. So the guy from WikiLeaks, he's...
What's going on?
Released. Because what happens is he was arrested in London because the Swedes want him for sexual assault. So now they're thinking of extraditing him to Sweden, but he was let out on bail today.
In Sweden?
No, in London. He's still in London. So he was let go, and I don't know what's going to happen to him now. All I know is whatever he started is not going to die. It doesn't matter what they do with him. This is the internet. You know, they already made mirror sites of his, and, you know, so nothing you can do is going to stop all that... the divulging of all this information. So I think that's one pest doing a lot of damage.
Have you read any of the information that's out there or seen the sites?
A little bit. No, I didn't read it directly, but I mean, I read about it, like what they're about and things like that. You know, I mean, they outline locations of the military around the world. And I mean, you can imagine a lot of sensitive shit, you know. It revealed the way that the Arabs are afraid of Iran and... you know, very concerned. So it's a lot of things that, you know, you may suspect happen, but, you know, when it's official like this, it's a whole different
thing. I'm curious as to his site, like who it hurts and who it helps.
Yeah, it doesn't help anybody. I can't imagine that it helps anybody. That's why I don't understand why even bother with this. Mm. You know, it's just to show, I think he wanted celebrity and he got it. You know, and it's to show that, yeah, I can do it. You know, just like those guys that tried the computer viruses. Mm. You know, often they're not looking to cause any destruction, but they just want to show that they can do it.
Okay.
And then they cause a lot of damage.
Man, those were some insecure people.
Yeah.
But I guess...
Yeah, I mean, you got to imagine, that, you know, I mean, to do something like that, you've got to be very nerdish and, and do things like that. So here's the shooter's wife. Let's see what she has to say. I kind of heard some of what she said yesterday on TV. But let's see. She said, so this was in a Florida school board meeting. And so she speaks out about her husband. Let's hear what she has to say. I think she mentioned something that he did it for her because she got fired and all that. So as soon as this commercial is over, we're going to hear what she has to say. I don't know what the hell her name is. Doesn't really matter, does it? We'll figure out in a moment. And, here it is. The school board shooter.
Did you totally look at the video? When he starts actually shooting, he's a military man. He's been training guns. He knows how to use them, okay? He knows about them. Now, as close as he was, seriously, people, he was that close. If he really wanted to shoot somebody, they would have already been dead. But as you notice, he kept looking around and was making sure to see if when the SWAT team, the other police officers were going to come in. And as soon as he saw that, that's when he started shooting, because once you start shooting, your entrance is to duck. And so therefore, when SWAT team comes in, they just start shooting, you know, at random. Don't trying to size up the what's going on.
No, she's boring. I thought we'd get a better reaction.
Oh, no, that's interesting though. So what's she doing?
Yeah, so she's just trying to analyze the video, like we all do. I don't think she really had the facts.
Well, I mean, that makes sense though. I mean, if the guy's military trained and he didn't look like he was really aiming. He looked like he was like he did look sloppy. But
so
either way,
he
brought
really
a gun
mean
in
to shoot them.
Well, I mean, you know, you brought a gun and opened fire. Either way, it could have ricocheted and hurt somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't shoot. You just don't shoot.
Yeah.
I mean.
So they're saying that he may have been he may have had bipolar disorder.
Hmm.
So yeah.
Well, at this point, he's not with us, so.
So we helped him out. We put him out of his misery.
Well,
or he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a rough
one. Can you imagine turning a gun on yourself? I mean, you got to have a lot of balls to do that.
I don't know. I think more balls would be like staying alive and having to face the consequences, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, orange jumpsuit,
yeah.
Dropping soap.
Oh, I didn't mean in this case, but just in general. when people do that. It's like, you know, there's no going back, you know.
You're not like, whoops, it was an accident, my bad.
Yeah.
Try it again.
Unless you miss. I mean, you know, I feel bad for people that try to commit suicide and fail.
Really? You feel bad that they have a second chance at
life? I do, because it's like, yeah, it's,
you feel bad that
they can't even kill themselves, you know, they're so depressed. So.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think if you want to die, you can die. I mean, I think you could do it. It's just, you do it. I mean, some
but
people,
what
they...
if you're not meant to? Some, you know, people shoot themselves in the head and survive. Go figure.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
I saw a teen suicide show, and this kid had taken all these pills and stumbled to, was basically stumbling down a park path to a little lake.
Right.
And I think was going to throw himself in, but he passed out before he got to the lake on a bench.
Yeah. I don't know why people would do that, like with pills and shit. Yeah, you might go to sleep and stuff, but you might still survive it. You know, if you really don't want to survive, you got to do something very final, like jump in front of a truck or something.
Even that.
Yeah.
Even that.
I don't think you can survive
think
that.
About all the different, think about all the different chances that you could survive a lot of these things. I mean, I think if you were going to do, I mean, this is very morbid, and I'm not endorsing any of this, but I think if you're going to do it, I would do pills.
Yeah.
Like 5 bottles of it.
Really?
Yeah, just do it. I mean, just do a lot. You're done. You're done for. Get a horse tranquilizer.
I don't think so. It's too slow, though. But you know what? It is, it is messless, though, so
yeah.
That's good, you know. You're not leaving a lot of mess. I think it's kind of rude for someone to shoot themselves in the mouth or something, and then all their brains are scattered all over the place that people have to pick it up and clean it up afterwards. That's pretty sad.
Yeah,
shit.
I know somebody whose mom did it through some kind of like helium tank.
Maybe really?
Not helium, but some kind of like, I don't know if it was helium or if it was like some kind of tank, and she put it over a bag over her head with this stuff in, with the hose going in and the rubber band.
Yeah. What's she going to do with helium? Just inflate herself like a fucking balloon?
No, I don't know if it was. It looked like a helium tank, but it wasn't. I don't think it's helium. But it was something that she got and then basically just.
She inhaled it?
Yeah.
Really?
With a bag over her head.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of.
Or the car. The car thing, right? In the garage.
Yeah, that's slow, man. That's slow.
You go to sleep, though, right?
Yeah, you got to do it quickly, man, if you really want to do it. That's why I think, you know, people that do choose those ways, I don't think they really want to die. They just want to get the attention that they need. And,
I don't know. I mean, you could just rock out to some music, have a glass of wine, relax, just fall asleep.
If you're in the mood to do that, you wouldn't want to kill yourself.
That's true. I mean, that's awful. All of this is awful anyway. So
it is. It is, awful. You know, because it's usually when you're depressed. You feel like, you know, everybody is against you. Life is dealing you a bad hand.
Yeah.
It's sad shit.
It's not good. It's not good shit. That's
no,
for sure.
No. But then again, you know, some people that are depressed don't have enough energy to kill themselves. But, you know, when you're looking at things like bipolar disorder and stuff where there's like highs and lows, you know, people can still have the energy to shoot themselves. That's why it's a very difficult disease to deal with. But,
how about this? How about we just, nobody killed themselves today. My friend the other day, he's been going through a really hard time, and I called him. I said, just calling to see if you're still alive.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm going to shoot myself. He goes, I'm getting a gun. I'm going to shoot myself.
Wow.
I said, sleep on it. The gun's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Can you imagine feeling that way, though?
He was kind of joking.
So oh, he was?
Yeah, that's why I made a joke about
it.
I was
see.
Like, the gun's not going anywhere. He started laughing.
I see. Okay.
He's like, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
I said, I know. I love you, though.
Have you watched the show The Sing Off? It's been around for a few weeks, I think.
No, but I've heard a lot about it.
I saw like a few minutes of it, and it's actually pretty cool. It's all a cappella. And, you know, so they have like a group of people. Each group sings something.
Yeah.
And like I said, I only heard one or two songs.
Is this with Wayne Brady?
I don't know who it's with.
Okay.
I have no
anyway,
idea.
So what happens? They sing off?
Wayne Brady, you mean like he's the MC or something?
Yeah, the host.
Oh, I think so. I think you're right.
Very funny guy.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I think it's worth it. It's Mondays at 8. I missed it, but maybe we'll record it next time or something.
Please do, Sam.
Yeah, will do. All right, anyway, Susie. Susie?
You called me Susie.
I just called you Susie.
Oh, my gosh. He called me his ex-co-host.
Where did I get fucking Susie from?
She's your ex-co-host.
Wow, so what?
I mean, he's cheating on me. It's like we're having sex.
She's been gone for 2 years.
It's like we're having sex right now, and he called me some other woman's name.
I don't know, man. That was a brain fart. I apologize.
That's gross.
Okay, everybody. Thank you all for joining us.
It's Kara.
It's Kara. It's Kara, remember.
And it's Kara Kimbrough on Facebook.
It's Kara. It's Sam and Kara in the morning. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.